Episode 2.
We've seen, you know, these families, you know, have kids and their kids have kids, and we've lived their lives with them because they bring their stories in with them when they bring their cars in.
Welcome, aftermarketers. Prepare to learn just one thing from today's episode and take action on your journey to remarkable results. Hey everyone, Carm Capriato. This week we are talking to the partnership team from Dynamic Automotive, Jose Bueso, Lee Foreman, and Dwayne Myers. This MSO group was selected top 10 automotive shop in 2014 from MotorAge. They are extremely involved in their communities and are giving back to the industry by being involved with the Auto Care Association and serving on the education committee with CCPN, that's the Car Care Professional Network. This was such a great interview, I'm going to split it up into three parts. You'll hear it all, but over three different listens. This is part one. Let me say that Jose, Lee, or Dwayne didn't hold back at all. They spoke from their hearts and shared some great wisdom. There's a lot to hear, so enjoy. Their shops are in Liberty Town, New Market, and Urbana, Maryland. Occasionally, you'll hear shop noise. That's the sound of business. Don't miss a minute. Okay, aftermarketers, let's get started. I'm simply thrilled to introduce my guests today, Dwayne Myers, Lee Foreman, and Jose Bueso from Dynamic Automotive in Urbana, Liberty Town, and New Market, Maryland, actually serving the Washington, D.C. area. Gentlemen, welcome. So ideally, what does your daily preparation look like, Dwayne?
Well, Carm, what I try to do is get things organized, plan out the day, hopefully try to start planning the day before with a quick lube, a repair shop, and a car wash all in the same building. A lot of activity, a lot of people to get going in the same direction. So I try to stay organized.
And you give your people their marching orders of the day, or does it the shop run on its own?
Honestly, it pretty much runs on its own, but I give them boundaries, shore the size up so they know what's going on for the day, and really just make sure all the departments communicate. It's surprising how quickly different departments stop talking, so I got to make sure that they continually get back and forth with each other.
Yeah, do you all share that same thing, Lee? How about you?
Not exactly. We work about 80-85% on appointment. So when we hit the ground running, we fast to verify that our appointments have showed up overnight or we at least know they're coming. Sometimes we have to pre-order in some parts because we already know what we're doing. And we've kind of got some newer people here as of late. So we are kind of segregating. This is your workload for the day and it has to get done. And this is your workload for the day and kind of going through it like that.
And with service advisors or writers in the business, do you still have a big chunk of daily startup?
No, it's pretty seamless, happens pretty fast.
Excellent, thank you. Jose, how about you?
My day, when it starts, if the workload is regular, it pretty much runs itself. I have a couple of well-seasoned technicians here who know how to manage the shop, and they can handle the organization with or without me. If we become overwhelmed, very heavy with work, then planning comes into play, and I'm organizing which work gets done first. We're prioritizing jobs, and it pretty much gets handled throughout the day like that. And then the day before, preparation for the next day is very important if we have an overwhelming week occurring. So that's how we handle it over here at Liberty Town.
Excellent. Thank you. So you each have your own shop of areas of responsibility?
Yes. Each one of us has it's their own locale. The original shop is in New Market, and that's where Lee is stationed. I'm in the number two shop, Liberty Town, and Dwayne handles the Urbana shop, which is by far the biggest shop. It's a multi-profit center. It not only boasts a 9-bay repair shop, but it has a 4-bay quick lube facility up front, and a 60-foot soft cloth car wash. So he's got quite a few departments to oversee at his locale.
Excellent. As entrepreneurs, and obviously you are, what are your biggest strengths?
Well, for me, this is Jose. I would say perseverance is probably my biggest strength. I just keep at it every day, day in, day out, sort of like a badger. I just don't give up and just keep going with it.
The Energizer Bunny?
Yeah, I have a lot of energy. And, you know, I've been in this business all my life, and I enjoy it.
Excellent. Thank you. Lee, how about you? What are your strengths as an entrepreneur?
Well, initially, I would say multi-partners. We actually all three are a little different person. So with the three shops and the three partners, that adds a huge benefit to our business. But for me personally, my integrity is one of my best qualities because I'm almost self-checking and making sure my customer is getting what they deserve and what they're paying for. Because that's like extremely important to me that my customer leaves there. I know they got the best bang for their buck, and I can stand behind what my people have done.
That's great. Thank you. Perseverance, integrity. Dwayne, how about you?
Well, I would have to say I went from being a technician to an owner, and the biggest thing I had to learn was that instead of dealing with cars now, I deal with people. And my my biggest strength, I would say, is team building. In Urbana, with it, we treat each of the departments separately as far as by the books and numbers and how they run their business, like three businesses. But I had to figure out ways to get them to work together. And team building has definitely helped the organization out by my ability to get them together on the same page.
Well, thanks, Dwayne. Perseverance, integrity, and team building, and they all come together to run such a great company. Excellent, guys. What's one thing that makes a great shop?
A positive environment. This is Jose. A positive environment definitely makes a great shop, without a doubt. And that inspires people to work in the proper manner, help the customers out. It makes working together as employees a lot more pleasurable throughout the day.
I read somewhere, actually, I read recently in the Motor Age review on your company that you say customers become friends. Is that a piece of how it works with the right attitude?
Yes, absolutely. Dynamic Automotive, where customers become friends. And that is something that Lee and I early on fostered in our original location. And it really does work. I mean, we connect with all of our customers, talk to them personally, and it's something that comes natural to all three of us. And we do make friends, and we do spend time with some of our customers as friends. So the boundaries there dissolve.
They get a little stretched sometimes, sorry.
Yeah.
Carmis, this is Dwayne. All three of our shops are in communities. We're not, as Jose would say, in the rat race out on the big street. We're in the towns that these people live in.
Sure.
So it's very important for that connection with them, and it's a very personal connection. So we've seen, you know, these families, you know, have kids, and their kids have kids, and we've lived their lives with them because they bring their stories in with them when they bring their cars in. So, you know, it's the people that make the shops great.
Well,
definitely.
With all that said, I need to ask you guys about the incredible amount of work you do in the community, Car Care Days, the carnivals, the marketing tools. I need just to sit back and let our listeners appreciate all that you guys do to be involved in the community.
Has been the one that's kind of spearheaded a lot of that. This is Lee, but I guess I'll speak first. Now, when we first started the Urbana shop, being in a small town community, you know, our customers, everyone had a kid playing ball, everyone had a kid in the band, everyone had a kid doing something within the schools. And our big thing is we don't give charity to the big national funds. All of our donations and involvement stays local within the town and within our customer base, because that's the people we're involved with on a daily basis, and that's where we see the most good.
It's this is Jose. It's a lot of community-based, small town, if you will, small town mentality there, our connection with our communities, our high schools, our fire departments, our churches. And that is one of the benefits of having a shop centralized within a close-knit community, opposed to being on a golden mile, a main drive-through, a business or commercial area. So this is definitely one of our traits. Our concept is to have a business, become part of the community, to work within that community, and you can really notice a difference between that and a shop that's being run out on a major highway.
Dwayne, tell me about the carnivals that you're involved with.
Well, since we're in local communities and the local firehouses have carnivals in each of them, and we'll set up a booth and have giveaways and drawings, and actually the employees and ourselves will sit at these booths so they can, you know, ask questions, talk to us, come by and chat. But it's a great way to connect with the people that live in the town you're servicing. And then there's the county fair, which in Frederick, where we live at, it's, I believe, over 150 years in a row it's been going on. It's a real big to-do here. So we spend time there, and you get to meet, you know, people that you already know, but you get the opportunity to meet new people, too. You know, you make new friends, is how I like to put it.
Excellent. You do service many of the people that live in, that work in Washington?
Yes.
Yeah, in Urbana. Urbana's not that far from Washington, D.C., and a lot of people that work for the government live up this way. So they're driving by the shop all the time, so we'll have a lot of commuters that are heading down the road, and we take care of the cars.
And Urbana's the big shop with the lube, with the car wash, and the nine bays.
That is correct.
Excellent.
Carvis is Lee. We don't per se pull from Washington, D.C., our customers work in Washington.
They work there, and they live in those communities, and apparently they must be a desirable community to want to live in.
They're very nice communities.
Which lends itself to your whole community-based mentality on how you guys run and build your business. Car Care Days, I know it's twice a year. Do you guys do anything with it?
Actually, April 18th, we have an event coming up. We already put it up on Facebook. It's on the Car Care Council's website. We're doing a free safety inspection. We're going to close down one side of the quick lube, have the cars come in, they get a free safety inspection, and then after that, they'll get a free car wash.
You guys must be working on a car.
Yeah.
The boys are.
Yeah, you can't stop it coming through the walls.
In this industry, to interview my guests, it's very difficult to have it so perfectly quiet, and that must mean that you're busy, and that's a good thing. As far as being involved in the industry, guys, what level of involvement do you guys have in memberships and participation?
This is Lee again. Our first involvement started out years ago when me and Jose first went into business, and we were striving to find, when we came from the dealerships, we were involved with a lot of technicians that went to the GM school and the Ford school. And every 6 months, they would work at the dealership for part-time, and then the next semester, they would go back to school. And Jose and I were very fortunate along those ways to acquire some of those kids to help mentor. So when we went into business for ourselves, we didn't have the dealership-led training, but we were strongly trying to advocate for a local training facility. So the high school, fortunately, came out and became an AES program, and developed a very nice shop with very nice equipment. They got a couple really good teachers, and me and Jose got in on the ground level with that and started sitting on that AS board every year and go in and certify the program and meet the kids. And that's where we have pulled a lot of our young talent from over the years.
So that's AYES, And that's correct. And that stands for?
Automotive Youth Education.
Automotive Youth Educational Systems, and it's in 45 right. states. And Jose, you're president of what, the national board or the local?
Oh, actually, I'm president of the Career and Technology Center Foundation. It's a mechanical trades foundation, and we handle monies that are used for scholarships for graduates, not only in the automotive program, but other programs associated with the Career and Technology Center here in Frederick County. Lee and I actually have been involved for about 16 years with the Career and Technology Center here in our county, and it's been a great involvement.
What an incredible way to give back, and that's excellent. You should be commended for that level of involvement.
Thank you.
Again, back to the industry again. I do know that, Duane, I think you participated in Leadership 2.0.
Yes, I did. Leadership 2.0 was an eye-opening class. Definitely one of the best training I've ever gotten.
And I had participated in that many years ago, and I was so glad to see the involvement of the service sector in Leadership 2.0. What was your takeaway being involved with suppliers and manufacturers?
I got a better understanding of what my own industry is. I realized how small my part was and how grand everything and how many levels and what it takes for them to make the part, to ship the part, to get it to the store that then brings it to me, and then the cataloging data and how everything has to work together for it to flow and work right.
Amazing.
It was truly amazing.
Well, I'm glad you went, and consider that you and I are alums from that program, although I went many years ago.
Wayne has actually taken our involvement to a new level, and he should really speak about that on the two committees that he got invited into just because of his reputation.
Carm, this is Duane. Through the Auto Care Association, I'm on the CCPN, which is the Car Care Professional Network. It's their panel of shop owners that they use to bounce ideas off of, and then I just actually got put on the education committee. So I'm looking forward to Leadership Days coming up here in May to get started into that.
Excellent. Well, well deserved and well positioned committee there for you. Thank you. Radio show. I had read somewhere that you guys helped sponsor a local radio show. It must give you some kind of great exposure.
Yes, this is Jose. We sponsor a show by the name of You Ought to Know, which is put on by Dave Serio, and it airs every Saturday at 11 a.m. on WFMD here in Frederick, as well as other stations across the eastern seaboard. And we also do a Google Hangout every Tuesday night with Dave and various other experts in the field, and that gives us additional exposure online too.
Is there anything else I'm missing when it comes to the things that you're doing inside the community?
This is Dwayne Carm. Lee's store, New Market's getting ready for their 20th anniversary, and part of that, we're having a party for our customers and our friends, but we're having a mural unveiling, which depicts the history of the town of Newmarket. It's almost a 300-year history that is going to be painted on the back of our shop that talks about the different types of transportation, the different buildings, and the important people that have changed the face of Newmarket. And it's our way of giving back to the town that has made us successful.
Excellent. And is this is there going to be any kind of fundraiser attached to that?
The architect is doing some stuff for fundraising the sign, and we actually put the feed money in to make it happen and helped him with the research, and then for the additional expenses and things, he's actually he has a way of working with organizations that do that.
Excellent. It sounds like you guys are just the magnet of the community out there.
We're trying. That back side of that building actually faces the main thoroughfare right there, so it'll be an exposed entity that people will see every minute of every day.
Excellent. Hey, guys, what's one thing that has you fired up right now?
Well, the unveiling of that mural is definitely something that's got us fired up right now. Our 20th anniversary is also going to be celebrated on that day. 20 years in this business as trading as Dynamic Automotive, that's got us fired up too. Our first quarter is doing very well at all three shops. That's got us fired up.
Sure.
Things are headed in the right direction, and I think all of us are enjoying that.
Any regrets, guys?
For the most part, this is Lee. For the most part, no. I mean, I guess the biggest regret for me is I didn't start it sooner.
Sure.
But, yeah. You know, when you're young and you're working for somebody and you're getting a paycheck and you got health care provided and you got vacation pay and you got a family and you're like, wow, can I step out off that edge?
Yeah, Lee and I worked roughly 25 years in the dealerships before we struck out on our own. I mean, we were a couple of guys with mortgages, bills to pay, kids, families, and, you know, it took quite a leap to get out there and do this on our own. And we held our breath and took the jump, and thankfully things worked out very, very well.
Those are gutsy moves and very entrepreneurial, but you felt right about it, I'm sure. Inside, you knew that you could make it.
Yes, we went through a lot of training, drilling, if you will, in our garage, in my garage at night. Lee and I would finish up a full day's worth of work, come home, and go right back to work, working on a side business, and we handled it much like a small business back then. Opened up a bank account, and all monies went towards the goal of opening up our own dream garage, our own business, and that's how it developed. And it took roughly 3 to 4 years of working on the side, drilling and educating ourselves with a lot of different aspects of a new business. And of course, we had learned how to handle certain aspects of the business from our dealership training. We knew what the ratios were to become profitable, what we had to generate, and he and I were crack technicians back then, so our work showed a lot of quality. It had a lot of quality in it, so I guess we had all the right ingredients to become successful.
You had the DNA. You just needed to make it happen.
That's exactly right. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Hey, guys, let me ask you a question about what wakes you up from a dead sleep at 2 a.m. in the morning that you worry about?
Without a doubt, a threat to our livelihood, if things aren't headed in the right direction, will definitely wake me up in the middle of the night. You know, that'll wake me up out of a sound sleep.
What do you mean, Jose, about headed in the right direction?
Headed in the wrong direction. If something... Yeah, if business is not good, if there's a threat to the business, you know, threatening our livelihood, if there's a real strong issue like that, that'll definitely wake me up.
So as partners, do you get together often and say, hey, geez, I got a cold sweat going on about this. Do you discuss that stuff?
That's Dwayne's department. He controls the cold sweat department.
Yeah. Dwayne, I haven't heard from you. Talk to me.
This is Lee, and I tell you, we went through a very stressful time about 5-6 years ago where I'll even the bank unnamed, but they really kind of they bought out some banks in our area and bought our bank, and they pretty much did everything they could to put us out of business. And they weren't even real polite about it. And I tell you, talk about a stressful time there. And I will tell you, my hat's off to Jose because he took the general ship of that deal, and we fought through. And then Dwayne, through his leadership, I think brought us back stronger than we could ever be. And I'd like to dangle some of those awards we've gotten here in front of those people from that bank and let them know just, you know, how successful we've become.
Well, I guess I have to say, it sounds like you guys got such an incredible and unique partnership where you're all pitching in together. Is there ever the kind of conflicts that you can't work out?
There have been conflicts. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's definitely a marriage, it can be rocky at times. But so far, things have always been able to get worked out, and I guess that's because of communication. And there's always been communication. Even if it's yelling, you know, it's still communication.
Yeah, it's just a louder form.
Yes,
yep. Exactly.
This is Lee Carm. We've had a couple of those. Please go to your corner moments.
Sure, and, time out.
But we have certainly made it through it, and we're stronger because of it. And it's one of those sometimes you've got to agree to disagree, and you do what's good for the betterment of the business. But what we hear from other people is some people have a hard time in doing that, and that's why a lot of partnerships kind of go down the drain, because ego set in and some people aren't willing to flex and bend and see the betterment.
Sure.
We've always been able to do that, fortunately, so far, and hopefully forever.
Thank you for being so honest and so sharing on it. I'm sure there's a million people out there that can absolutely relate to that. This is the end of part one of the interview with Dynamic Automotive. Part two will be in episode 3. Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.